Well, I
thought you'd been leaking them dirt last till she started leaking on you.
Correcting them. I thought that all of the, there was a lot of talk about it because of the party, and she makes it a point to talk to all of Lucy's friends, anybody she can, and there was just chatter about the wedding. Lucy's excited. She, you know, when you're in love, you want to take prime time on three networks and tell the world about it. And she just got it. She got it wrong, so I had the decision of whether to let those 6:30 night shows go on with the wrong information, not say anything, or just give it to them straight, and I just thought we'd correct it.
Well, does she feel bad at all when she gets something wrong?
She felt bad for about 3 hours, because we just let her carry it wrong a while the AP and everybody else was getting it right, and then she was embarrassed to correct it. Yes, she does feel bad when she gets it wrong.
Is she just an ordinary bitch, or is she pretty decent?
No, she has warm blood. She is, she probably is one of your staunchest admirers. She's a warm, hot-blooded, passionate Arab, and she wants to do her job well, and those girls fight to get to cover you. And they can only do it by turning up good stories. And they have to cover you with about the third stringer, which is what they really want to do, is cover you first. And then by doing a good job on the women in the family, they justify their position there, I think. But I can't be too mad at Helen, because she's just working like hell to try to be better than anybody. And I must say, if I was on that highly competitive beat, I'd be working hard too. But I did put it out straight right away and kind of wrapped her knuckles on it. I think we're better off to announce the church now instead of having people debate it. And did you see the post?
No.
Well, they have a nice story about it. I don't think we could ask for a better story in it. Then we have, and it was with the straight fact and saying the things that I think Mrs. Johnson wanted to say, which was it's going to be a family event and not a state occasion, so that everybody with every government job doesn't expect an invitation. So that everybody doesn't expect an invitation, you know, every person in government doesn't automatically.
How are you going to get out of that?
Well, we're trying to lay the groundwork by saying it's close family friends. And I think we can.
3,000 of
them? No, 1,000. Close family friends.
Is that all it seats, 1,000?
No, sir. It seats about 3,000, but we, the church, but we're just saying that that we're going to have several hundred. We haven't told the number yet, but I've tried to lay the groundwork to say that they can, it can be blocked off with palms and so forth, so it's not going to, not to expect it to be full.
Well, how many will you have?
1,000. Ledbury doesn't want to have more than 1,000 for the whole thing, because it's a nice size for the reception and that back at the White House, and a nice size. She thinks anything more than that, it becomes kind of a public spectacle.
Well, they said it's going to be big, big something.
Well, we haven't said a number, but I've tried to warn everybody to say it's not the full capacity of the church.
Well, when's it going to be the funeral?
They just didn't have any details at all. They just wanted you to know that he had died.
Thank you, honey.
Yes, sir.